is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when the show gets started every single weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. Happy Monday. That means a few things. The weekend is done. If you haven't realized that by now, all the work you probably had to do or not do, and God bless you if you had a three-day weekend. Good for you. NFL week is coming to a close. That means we got Monday Night Football. We got the Chiefs and the Steelers again. The Steelers are just like on every single damn Sunday night, Monday night. The Steelers are everywhere. We'll get into the Chiefs and Steelers later on in the show. What a weekend we've had in football, period. It doesn't matter if it's the NFL, college, a lot of upsets on the college side. On the NFL side, we got the Lions. They went outside and won a game. How about that? They're like, hey, they can't do it outside. Well, damn it, they did. Jared Goff looking like an MVP candidate. Lamar Jackson looking like an MVP candidate. And there's so much more that we need to get into. I mean, since we left, Joel Embiid got into an altercation with a reporter. Greg Popovich out indefinitely with an undisclosed illness. Not good when you're getting ready to be 76 years old. This man has been coaching the Spurs for the past 30 years. That's a long time. And speaking of coaches, there's a coach in the NFL this morning who woke up, and then not too long after waking up, if he slept last night, he ain't had no job. That was Dennis Allen, relieved of his duties as head coach of the New Orleans Saints. And speaking of waking up one way and feeling another, what else is new? The Dallas Cowboys, they are feeling pain again. This time because Dak Prescott is out with a hamstring issue. He's going to be out for weeks. And what does that mean for the Dallas Cowboys? Well, we knew they were cooked. We knew they were cooked. But damn it, they're done. Done, done, done. They're over. Anyway, we'll be here with you for the next 4 hours. Thank you to everybody listening on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158, and a smart speaker. You got one of those? Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief, not a difficult person to find. And welcome back, super producer and host. He's here. He was out at Penn State watching the Ohio State pick up a W. Hickey, how are you on this Monday?
I've been better, JR. Oh, no. Yeah, I have definitely been better than going out to drive hours to watch a team lose in the same fashion. Now they have lost 8 times in a row.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Did you have a good weekend at least? Was a weekend good?
It was good seeing some friends. It was good being back. Good. You want to hear this? Add more insult to injury?
Please.
Saturday morning, getting ready to go to the game.
Okay.
We stayed out the town outside of State College. It took us.
You stayed close by?
Stayed very close. I think 3 miles from where we were going to tailgate in the morning.
Sounds genius.
It took us 4 hours to drive 3 miles.
No. You could have walked that, bro.
We should have walked. Should have.
It took. Is there a walking way to do it? No.
I mean, on the highway. But with how slow traffic was, we could have walked on the highway. It was we were literally inching 10, inches a foot. Like
wait, a minute. Wait. Stop. Let me get this straight, because I want to make sure I heard you correctly and that I didn't misunderstand you. Did you say it took you 4 hours to move 3 miles?
Correct. Yes, sir. At one point, because my friend was the one who had the tickets that I was going to sit with.
Yes.
I had to leave my parents in the car, and we walked to the stadium.
Oh, my God.
Because we were going to miss the game. So we left at 8 a.m., again, 3 miles away, and we just got in on time. My parents, who drove, had to still park the car where you know, in the tailgate lots.
How much of the game did they? How much of the game did they see?
10 minutes. Which honestly, look back at the game, those are the best 10 minutes of the game.
Oh, are you kidding me?
So yeah,
in four
disaster.
Hours, you could have driven out of Pennsylvania further deep into the Midwest in 4 hours.
It took the same amount of time for us to drive home from State College, Pennsylvania to New York City as it did to drive from the town we stayed in, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, to State College, Pennsylvania.
So what's the excuse? I mean, is it just traffic, or was some idiot blocking a lane? Was there an accident?
Just 111,000 people descending on a two-lane college town at the same time.
So where the hell do all these cars go?
In lots somewhere.
Oh, my God.
There's enough parking spots for them. The problem is they don't got enough roads to get everybody in.
Is this the first time? You've been to plenty of games, but is this the first time that this to this extent?
Yes. I usually, the games we'll go to have been later on, 3:30 night games. Like, I've never been to a noon game in the sense of where I had to drive a car somewhere. Right. You know, at least when I was a student there, they played a lot of early games. I just walked from my dorm or apartment. So this is the first time I've ever experienced anything like that. And wow, it was an experience to say the least. My goodness.
This is the one reason why I don't like going to sporting events. In most cases, you know, it's a go to work. I'm typically there earlier than when the doors open, and I'm typically there after, you know, people have left. But it's the pits. That's the worst part, outside of the money that you may have to spend if you want to eat and have a drink or what have you, and then multiply that and then throw in the parking. Besides that, it's actually leaving. That is sad. Now, this is the Ohio State effect, right? Is this just what it boils down to? That's it? Just them? Because of them?
Because of them. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's their fault.
Yeah. Well, 20-13. Okay. That was the loss. Well, you don't got to go back until next year. How about that? I'm just saying.
Great.
What else are you're not going back? What is it? Two more games left?
This weekend's the wideout game, so they have that. But no, thank you. They have, I think, one more home game after that. They may have a home playoff game at this rate. We'll see. But,
right. I'm looking at it. It's Washington is the wideout, and then and you got Maryland the end of the year.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. So I don't think there'll be any backups for that one, huh? Nah, I think everybody in Maryland will stay in Maryland, and everybody. Yeah, okay. A couple of days after Thanksgiving, I think people will not give a damn.
Family, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think so. How about that? Well, listen, I'm glad you're okay. I'm upset at your circumstances, but I'm glad that you're back. You feeling good? You all right? You need like a Tylenol or something? You got a headache?
No headache. Emotionally drained still. Deluding myself to think that this could actually win this game. Otherwise, we're great. We're great, JR. Great to be back with you.
Well, listen, man. That's being a fan. You got to have some hope. You got to have a little bit of hope. And we'll get into some of these terrible losses over the weekend. We had some other teams that were just crazy upsets. The top 25 rankings looking quite different right now. We'll get into that later on this hour. And speaking of looking quite different, let's go ahead and just put a fork in a Dallas Cowboy. And we knew this, you know, I can't even say when the season started. We knew this was going to be crap all season long. Like, there's a reason that Jerry Jones was getting all of these questions about what he did and did not do during the free agency period. You know, not getting a Derrick Henry and taking so long to sign Dak to a $60 million a year extension. And so the Cowboys stink. They lost yesterday to the Falcons here in Atlanta 3-5. I unfortunately watched the game off and on because I'm like, this game sucks. And the Falcons, God bless them, they're 6-3. The Dallas Cowboys are 3-5. Dak Prescott had to exit the game, and we had to watch Cooper Rush come on in relief because Dak had a busted up hamstring in his hand. And it swelled up to the size of like a watermelon. And so after the game, Jerry Jones was just like, oh, yeah, man, this is not good. Not at all. Listen to Jerry Jones.
you'd say, boy, this thing's looking pretty bleak right here. But candidly, I've seen situations that look bleak turn around, and we've got a daunting schedule ahead of us. This was a game against a good Atlanta team, but a winnable game for us. Very disappointed for our fans and for our players and everybody involved. The guys that need to really take it to heart, though, are the guys that played tonight, coaches, me, everybody involved. And just remember how this doesn't feel real good to be standing here like this.
Yeah, this man just says whatever. And he talks about that daunting schedule. Well, they got the Eagles up next. That's not going to be easy. Hopefully Saquon Barkley isn't jumping backwards against anybody. They got the Texans. Yeah, that's not going to be easy. I don't care how many wide receivers they're missing. They got the Commanders. That's not going to be easy. The New York Giants, they're an ugly team, but they'll give them a fight. They got the Bengals coming up. I don't care what their record is. I mean, Joe Burrow threw for 5 touchdowns yesterday. The Cowboys, they don't take on an ass team until, the Panthers. How about that? December 15th, at that point, that might be one of the worst-looking games of the entire. Oh, maybe Dak is back by then. We have no idea. Because you heard Jerry Jones tell everybody how bleak this situation is. Well, earlier today, the situation got bleaker. Listen to this, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
Breaking news, when it rains, it pours. And for the Dallas Cowboys, that continues to be the case. Quarterback Dak Prescott is expected to miss multiple weeks with a hamstring injury, according to multiple reports. Prescott left Sunday's loss to the Falcons after injuring the hamstring on a scramble in the third quarter. He was also dealing with a hand injury as well. So this means it'll be Cooper Rush for the Cowboys. They are 3-5 this season. In the middle of a tough stretch of their schedule, Rush going to get his first start of the season, ironically against the Eagles, something he did a couple seasons ago as well.
Yeah, and I think the last time he played, Cooper Rush did against the Eagles, he threw for 3 interceptions. This is just, let's just put a fork in. We knew this season was going straight to hell. Like, why we got to look at Cooper Rush? Just throw Trey Lance out there. Does he know how to throw the football? Has he forgotten? Let's see what Trey Lance can do. Why not? We know what Cooper Rush can do. Nothing. What's he going to do? Hand the ball off to Dalvin Cook? Let's keep in mind Ezekiel Elliott did not play yesterday for the Dallas Cowboys because reportedly he's been late. He's been late to practices. He's been late to meetings. He's been showing up on his own time. And I guess that kind of runs to what he's been doing all season because he hasn't shown up on a football field either. His best days are behind him. What are we doing? Dallas Cowboys are dealing with multiple injuries on the defense, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. Trayvon Diggs did play yesterday despite the injury to his calf. Jerry Jones told us last week he's dealing with a calf tear. The defense stinks. Defense is injured. CeeDee Lamb went down yesterday with a shoulder. They say he's okay. And now your star quarterback is out. This just pushes the button further for Mike McCarthy to be out. Like, what, is Jerry Jones going to wake up at the end of the season and just say, hey, we know that Dak missed some time, and I know I didn't get you Derrick Henry, and I'm going to keep you on for another year. Like, Jerry Jones can't be that head in the dirt, can he? He has to be able to look at this team, and he's just serving crap up on a plate right now. Like, he has to be honest. He needs to be honest like Dak, because as Dak stood on the sideline, and because we have slow motion and cameras and HD this and HD that, there was a clear shot at one point in time of Dak standing on the sidelines. And you don't have to be a mouth reader to do this. He said, we bleeping suck. And he's right. And with him gone, which, by the way, Dak told you like last week, 2 weeks ago, he's not playing up to par. He doesn't have no weapons, but he still stinks, too. If they bleep and stink with him on the field, what are they going to do without him? Just fall further into the abyss. And there's nothing you can do because now you're paying CeeDee Lamb $30+ million a season to be a wide receiver. You're paying your star quarterback $60 million a year. Micah Parsons is probably not playing right now because he's like, man, I'm trying to get paid. What am I going to go out there and rush myself back to play on this garbage team? And you got to pay three superstars big money to rebuild. Welcome to the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones says things are bleak. Well, things just got worse. And Mike McCarthy, I don't know, is this going to work in his favor at the end of the year? I doubt it. But the Dallas Cowboys, I think they've surprised us all at different points in time. You know, this is Jerry Jones after the game. This is no longer applicable. You can't put this to this current situation on that Dak is going. Jerry Jones said, I believe we can do something this season. Listen to this nonsense.
This is not a good time. I really regret this for all of our Dallas Cowboy fans. I will tell you this, that I've been around. I've seen Michael Irvin tear up and cry when he couldn't lose anybody because he's just recovering from knee surgery. Yet his ass came back and led a team to three Super Bowls. I know you can be there if you're there. That room's full of guys that can get it done. I believe in them, coaches and all.
Man, he's a loser, too. I never thought that I'd call an NFL owner a loser, but he has a loser mentality. Either that or he's a great liar or he's delusional. Pick one, A, B, or C. It might be some combination of all three. This is November 4th, 2024. Oh, man, let's wait until the middle of January and see what these Dallas Cowboys look like. Let's see who the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is, because Mike McCarthy, I don't think he's long for the job. And these Cowboys, I think they are long to be ass for a few more years. And hopefully Jerry's still around to see them turn it around. Maybe not, because the way he runs the team, they ain't good. They are not good. They bad. And apparently he's the only one who doesn't know it. Or he's just selling you a load of crap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call me up, the phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So much to get into. I told you we got this Monday night football game. We got the Bucks. We got the Chiefs. If you want to play wide receiver for the Bucks tonight, I still think you can show up and do so. We're going to get into some MVP candidates. We got Lamar Jackson. We got Jared Goff. We've had some major upsets on the college football side. I mean, we got guys throwing for four touchdowns. We got a lot going on, and we're just getting started. Congratulations. Happy Monday. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about a coach. He already got fired. It's Dennis Allen. Pretty easy to get the boot when your players basically tell the public that you suck. We'll talk about that in a minute.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, you hear that music and somebody's going down. It's Trevor Hoffman's music, I think. Yeah, well, yeah, Hickey, I think Hoffman came out to this, I think.
That's right, with the Padres. Raise hell.
Yeah, he's about to shut it down. We got a couple of NFL teams to shut a few things down. Saints firing Dennis Allen. And not that this was on the same scale of importance today. The awful Raiders, who are 2-7, they decided to fire their offensive coordinator, Luke Getsy. And my fans of the Chicago Bears know who the hell he is, and now he doesn't have a job. I mean, the Raiders stink. They have lost five straight games. Aiden O'Connell is out, so now you have Mr. Turnover Gardner Minshew leading the team. They lost to Cincinnati yesterday, 41-24. The Las Vegas Raiders can't get a damn thing started to open up a game. And what do you expect? This is a bad team. They just got rid of Devontae Adams. Their leading receiver is Brock Bowers, who's a rookie. And heading into this weekend, the guy led the NFL in receptions. What do you want? Like, Josh Jacobs is gone. He's out there running wild in Green Bay. You got a new head coach and Antonio Pierce. What do you expect? Like, I know the whole team is going to go to hell in the summertime anyway, but I guess for an interim spark just to win some games, you get rid of the offensive coordinator. That's the easy thing to do, right? Antonio Pierce, he spoke to the media today, and it wasn't just Luke Getsy, who got the boot. He got rid of two additional offensive coaches as well. This is why he did it. Listen to him.
Yeah, just performance results and production. Just wasn't heading the direction I wanted it to go. And I'll use the next, 24 to 48 hours to sit down with the staff and figure out who's going to call the offense going forward.
Damn. Well, Hickey, he said this when he got the job. He said, yeah, nobody is long for being an NFL head coach. Do you think he knows he's going to get the boot like sooner than later? Maybe as soon as next year.
I think he does, which is why he's making this move 9 weeks into the season. I mean, he just hired these guys. Right, these are all guys he brought in back in the wintertime when he was made the full-time head coach. And now 9 weeks in, he's saying, you're all out of here. Yeah, I think he knows his seat is very warm right now. And if things don't turn around quick, do you think he'll get fired at the end of the year?
Oh, listen, if he did, we're going to find out how much juice Tom Brady has out the gate, right?
You know, I actually didn't even think about that.
Yes.
You're right.
If what's old bowl haircut's name? Al Davis' son.
Mark Davis.
Yeah. If Mark Davis was still running this team, I think Antonio Pierce, without a shadow of a doubt, he would be around until next year. Let's also keep in mind, Antonio Pierce was brought back as the full-time head coach of the Raiders because the players wanted it, okay? Coming off of McDaniel, they wanted this. Davante Adams wanted it at the time. And then all of a sudden now they had beef and he's gone. You know, Derek Carr was in the building. And Derek Carr, he been gone. I mean, this is just, it's bad all the way around. And now with Tom Brady in the building, if Tom Brady doesn't feel, hey, Mark, there's a better coach. We don't need this. We need a full rebuild. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a coach. You know, we don't have stability here. We just got to start from scratch. If Tom Brady says push the eject button, I think the button gets pushed. Otherwise, I think Antonio would see through to next season. But with Tom Brady around, Tom Brady might tell him, nah, let's just cut bait and get it over with. Antonio Pierce, he continued on. And he tried to explain what he expects from this offense, which, by the way, lacks talent.
Was this your decision, or did anyone influence your decision-making process?
100% my decision.
What do you hope to see as far as, do you want to see a change in offensive philosophy, or do you want to see what kind of changes do you want to see in offense?
Yeah, I just want to see like I always talked about, us looking right, sounding right, matching the philosophy and idea of what I preach, which is, physicality, ability to run the ball, taking shots down the field, protecting the football first and foremost, disciplined up front. I think what we're going to do going forward, we got to do what we have. Obviously, we're dealing with injuries. A lot of new players are in and out of the lineup. We got to do what's best and gives us the best opportunity to win, whatever that may be. If it's throwing the ball 60 times, fine. If it's running it 60 times, fine. But we got to find a balance and an identity on offense going forward.
Good luck. These guys stink. Like, that's just, and he can't come out and say that. He can't say it publicly. Gardner Minshew, turnover king, quarterback. Alexander Mattinson, basically a retreat, running back. Jacoby Myers, he's their best wide receiver. Okay, he's decent. He was decent on New England, but he ain't no star. He ain't no number one. He's not Davante Adams. Brock Bowers is the number one target. Please help me figure out where y'all are breaking the game open at. There's a reason why the offense sucks. And part of it might be coaching, but the other part is, well, you can't fire all the players like you did the coaching staff today. Good luck to the Raiders. This season is going into the toilet. It's been in the toilet. There's nothing exciting about it. You knew you were garbage when Davante Adams said, I'm going to leave the Raiders to go to another dumpster fire that is the New York Jets. Because even they have a little bit more rosy of an outlook than we have out here in Vegas. Good luck to them the rest of the way. It's not going to be pretty. And speaking of not pretty, you know it's bad when you got a football team, you got players going on social media saying that we're bad. I'm talking about the Saints. Oh my God. They lost the Panthers yesterday, 23-22. And as a result, Dennis Allen lost his job. They lost 23-22. This is 7 straight losses for the New Orleans Saints. I don't know who thought that they were worth a damn of anything when they started the year 2-0. Darren Rizzi from special teams is going to take over as the interim head coach. This team, the Saints, haven't lost seven straight games since 1999, and Dennis Allen is gone. He took over when Sean Payton decided to fly the coop because he was tired of not coaching Drew Brees. And Dennis Allen, well, welcome to life as a coordinator. Well, back to being a coordinator. That is going to be his next lot in life on NFL sideline. And this is not good. I mean, Derek Carr was getting torched. Chris Olave got torched literally. This is his third career concussion, second this season. You got a former player in Michael Thomas. He's going online telling everybody how bad Derek Carr is. He said he led Chris Olave into this concussion. He says he needs to get his ass whooped. That's not nice to say to anybody. He says, get him the blank out of here. He's so ass. And then he said about Derek Carr in the pocket. I think I understand what he wrote. He says, dude, scary and panic and just throw the ball. That's what he wrote. I think you know what he says. Dude gets scared, panic, and throws the ball. Something like that. Okay. Bottom line is Michael Thomas hasn't been healthy enough to even play. So maybe he needs to work on that first. Either way, Dennis Allen is gone. The Saints are 2-7. The fans are sick of the Saints. They can no longer blame Dennis Allen. Now they got an interim head coach who is running special teams. And he says this is a tough situation, in case you didn't recognize that already. Listen.
Obviously a tough day here. Tough day for me, tough day for this profession. It's kind of just gives you the reality of the situation. You know, Dennis did a lot for this organization. And, you know, I consider him a close personal friend. So it's obviously a little bit of a tough situation. As I told the team earlier today, you know, we've all had a hand, me included, in where we are right now. And we're all going to have a hand in kind of digging us out of this hole that we're in. So, you know, like I said, this is not the this is a day that's a little bit tough. It's a situation I've been through before a couple of different times. And, you know, we need to circle the wagons right now. We need everybody on board. And the only way I know how to do it is to fight.
Oh, man. Wow. Man, Olave's dealing with concussions. That's not good. Rashid Shaheed, he's out, torn up knee. What are you? And then you got players who are going online saying they're bad. Cam Jordan. Man, damn it, maybe he'll get traded tomorrow. Maybe they'll trade the whole team. They just gave Alvin Kamara a contract extension. Cam Jordan said, we just lost to the Panthers. I love y'all, New Orleans. It truly had higher expectations and the best hopes for us. Y'all deserve it. You know you're bad. When you got a star player going online, not only dissing another team, that's how bad we lost. We lost to that team over there. Now, how do the Panthers feel about this? They had to walk him back into the locker room. He didn't even go directly into the locker room last night or yesterday afternoon. Derek Carr had to go get him. Yeah, Dennis Allen, man, the ship has sunk. And the fans in New Orleans, they're great. They party. They do Mardi Gras every game. They just light it up. This place is going to be empty. They're just going to stay outside and stay home. Why waste my time? Interim head coach Rizzi. This is what he had to say to the wonderful football fans, unique fans, one-of-a-kind fans in New Orleans.
They should be pissed off. I'm pissed off. The fans should be pissed off. The people in New Orleans, the people of Louisiana, no one should be happy. And I think this city deserves a winner. They know what winning football looks like. And, you know, it's our job to bring that back. And my message is this. Here's what I can't promise a lot. I can promise passion. I can promise fight. And I can tell you that team's going to go out there every Sunday, and that's going to be clear that we're going to have a team that's full of passion and a team that's full of fighters. That I can promise you. Now, the football's got to get better. The execution's got to get better, all right? And but we're not going to lack those two things. We're not going to be boring to watch. That I can promise you.
No, okay, all right, whatever. I hope the fans show up to watch. I think a lot of those fans are just going to be outside minding their business. Not going inside that Superdome. I don't think so. Good luck to the Saints. Truly one of the more interesting and one of the most fun atmospheres to attend for a sporting event in the United States of America, going to a Saints game. And it just stinks when they're bad. And right now they're bad, and it is not going to get better. Because, yeah, you can keep Derek Carr around. They, too, will eventually need a quarterback. And now they will also need a coach. And they will also need a new philosophy. And it's going to take a lot. Maybe they'll hit the jackpot like some of these other teams over the past few years. I'm looking at the Commanders. Maybe they end up like the Bears, who unfortunately right now are falling flat. Yeah, be more like the Commanders right now. That would be a better thing. Good luck with that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, sometimes you got to hit the jackpot. You got to get a guy out of college to help turn the tide. Maybe the Saints will need that too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking of college, when we come back on the other side, we had a lot of upsets. We had some teams that have dropped in the rankings. We have a lot of losers. We're going to tell you about them on the other side. And how does this pretty much, you know, maybe change and alter what the college football playoff will look like in a few months? Also, how about this? Pete Fuatek, he's going to join us later on in the show from collegefootballnews.com. Dive a little bit deeper. We're going to talk some college on the other side. Take a look at some big-time winners in the NFL.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Right before we went to break, unfortunately, we talked about the firing of Dennis Allen, head coach of the Saints. Antonio Pierce, he decided to fire his offensive coordinator and his assistants, Luke Getsy. Dallas Cowboys, they're not fired, they're just cooked. Officially, Dak Prescott's going to be out a few weeks with a hamstring issue. We don't know how long he's going to be out. Does it matter? You're 3-5. And Jerry Jones, delusional. Either that or he's just lying to everybody. What else is new? It stinks. And then on the college football side, oh my goodness, what a Saturday. Hickey, sorry about this. I know you had quite the Saturday. Well, you weren't here on Friday. The Yankees lost on Thursday. Do you want to say something to me?
I mean, it's predictable. It was not shocking. You know, it's also fitting how the game ended, where defense yet again killed them. So I'm glad they're going to bring everybody back.
Yeah, Aaron Judge can't catch a baseball. How about that?
And now there are fans calling for his pinstripes revoked.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous stuff, man.
He better be out there opening day next year in just a plain white jersey.
Oh, my God.
He's got to re-earn those pinstripes.
Oh, man. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Well, I'm over the Yankees losing. Maybe give it a couple of days, you'll be okay with losing to Ohio State. Right?
I'm getting there because, again, Looking back, it should not be shocking, and I'm coming to grips with that reality.
I was more insulted when I forgot who it was. I think it was maybe not. No, it was Flaherty. He insulted Fat Joe. Did you hear that?
No. Took a shot at him, huh?
He did. He said, hey, they got a guy named Joe. He used to be fat. Now he's skinny. And he was like, yeah, by the time he went out there, we knew that they were this or whatever. It was like, wow, ouch. Hmm. Leave Fat Joe alone. Damn.
At least he didn't call him the other nickname that he had a lot on social media. So I guess he at least was respectful there.
Ozempic Joe?
Ozempic Joe.
Joe, I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to some other people that took an L. All these people took an L. Look at this. On Saturday, Penn State lost. Texas A&M. They went out there and lost to South Carolina. It was only a couple weeks ago that they beat LSU. Iowa State lost. Clemson. They went out there and lost. They lost to Louisville. Kansas State, they lost to Houston. Houston only has like 4 wins on the year. Pittsburgh took an L. Illinois lost to Minnesota. There's just a lot of teams that stunk. Miami, I watched that Miami versus Duke game. The first half, well, that was pretty bad. And then Miami ran away with it. And now we only got a few undefeated teams left. Oregon is undefeated. Miami is undefeated. Indiana is undefeated after beating Michigan State. BYU beat Central Florida. They're still undefeated. And Army. Yeah, Army is going to probably, maybe, possibly make it, maybe, into the college football playoff. Maybe. Possibly. Unlikely, but maybe. When you think about the teams that have fallen, well, Penn State, they started the weekend at 3. They are now down to 6. And head coach James Franklin, who could never, quote unquote, win the big one. He says, I ain't got nobody to blame but me.
Again, there's nobody that's looking in the mirror harder than I am. I will say this, and I've said it before, 99% of the programs across college football would die to do what we've been able to do in our time here, and that's all of us. But I also understand when you're at a place like Penn State, there's really, really high expectations. When you're at a place like Ohio State, there's really, really high expectations. I get it. I totally get it. So we've looked at all these things really hard. We'll continue to look at these things really hard. There's a lot of things that I had planned on saying when I came in here today, but they are not appropriate to say right now. So I'll hold them till another time.
Oh, damn. Hickey, go ahead, give it a try. What are some of these inappropriate things?
I don't know. Like, I don't know if he wrote before the game, like, a victory speech of, like, you know, we've come so close, we've knocked on the door, and here we did. We kicked the door in. Look at us now. We have cemented our status as one of the best teams in the country. I mean, I don't know what, I mean, unless he was just trying to criticize the referees, which I think was a little overblown anyway. I don't know what else he's talking about.
Yeah, there's. I don't know. I'm like, you're head coach of a college program. You're not gonna come out just cursing everybody out. So I don't know. Well, we know the season. I'm not gonna say the season is done. But come on now, Penn State is not winning on national championship. They'll make it into the college football playoff. Now sitting at number 6 in the top 25, this was their chance to make a statement. And speaking of making a statement, Ohio State, they made a statement by beating them. They came into the weekend at number 4. They're now ranked 3rd overall. Miami has jumped into that 4th spot. Penn State is at 6, as I told you. And there, moving forward, the Ohio State University. Ryan Day, he says, of course, we needed to come through and beat Penn State like we always do.
You know, we were at a crossroads. You know, this was a big game for us. You know, we didn't really want to publicly say that, but we said that behind closed doors. And this is, it's a big game for us for a lot of reasons. And you know, to get a top 5 win like this on a road in a tough environment, you know, moving Donnie over to left tackle. And, you know, we felt like, you know, going into this game, it was going to be a difficult environment. We knew we had to win the rushing yards. Obviously, the turnover battle was going to be big. And then, you know, X plays. And so we had to really focus on those things. But at the end of the day, we had to find a way to get a stop and get that extra first down or score.
Oh, come on. Ohio State is one of the real championship contenders here. Like, they could legitimately win the title. Oregon is still sitting at number 1. Georgia, the Bulldogs, at number 2. The Ohio State University is number 3. And then I just told you about the Hurricanes. They have jumped to number 4. Somebody please check the pulse of Michael Irvin. And I was watching that game. I'm like, man, they Duke is hanging out a little too close here. Miami smoked them in the second half. Final score 53-31. Cam Ward, Heisman candidate, threw for 5 touchdowns. Look, we talked about this on Friday. Miami could be competitive, okay? But let's wait until they have to face off against one of the big dogs and they have to step outside of the ACC. Regardless, Cam Ward, he's feeling himself. He's lighting it up. He talked about what they've been able to do. Miami, undefeated at 9-0.
Really doesn't mean anything. I broke a lot of records in my first school. At the end of the day, it's all God. I mean, we talk about a player who gets to come into a situation like this with a head coach like this, with guys around him like this, you know, it's going to end up working out as long as we play together. I think that's the biggest thing that we've been doing.
Yeah, well, come on now. They're going to be running away, man. They still might win the ACC. They might get that's playoff spot automatically. Somebody who will not go to no playoff this year, I don't think, is Clemson. Oh, man, how they have fallen. You think about Clemson just losing to Louisville, 33-21. Dabo Swinney, there's no way that you can explain away this. He talks about losing to Louisville.
I don't make no excuses. There's no excuses. There's none. No excuses. Just flat out got my butt out coached tonight. This one is over, and there's certainly so much disappointment in it. But, again, I give all the credit to Louisville and Coach Prom and his staff. They flat out got it done. And they walked in here, and they freaking kicked our tails all over the field. So all you can do is own that, go back to work.
Yeah, they fell 8 spots. They are now at 19. Good luck to Clemson. Good luck. you know, for all of these losses that we got over the weekend, Penn State, Texas A&M, Iowa State, Clemson, Kansas State, Pittsburgh, Illinois, like none of these teams you really looked at and said, oh, man, they're winning the championship. They were all kind of in that next level to potentially go on a run. And now some of these teams, well, they may not even make the playoff, period. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to have a chat with Pete Futek. He's going to join us later on in the show to kind of take a deeper dive into who might be in, who might be out. The rankings have shifted. Who's real and who's a pretender? We'll get into that. On the other side of the break, no pretenders here. We're going to talk about some potential NFL MVPs. The Lions ran through the Packers outside, and Lamar Jackson, well, he ran through Denver. We got two MVP candidates. We'll talk about it on the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.